to him. Ambassador to Chile 1961-64, Director Charles E. Merrill Trust, Thomas B. Applegate Jr. Executive, Secretary to John D. Rockefeller 1942-46, Chief Far East Division of Department of State, Edmund E. Day, Dean Warden School of Finance UPA 1912-29, Guggenheim Fellow, President 1933-39, Natal Bureau of Economic Research set up by Rockefellers. The 1981 list of Rockefeller Foundation trustees also includes James C. Fletcher, whose charitable background is listed in Who's Who Has Naval Ordnance 1940, and 40 years of subsequent experience in guided missiles and strategic weapons, with Hughes Aircraft 1948-54, guided missiles with Ramo Waldridge 1954-58, Aerojet General 196071 CHMN Minuteman. 196-1 CHMN Naval Warfare Panel 1967-73, and Board of American Ordnance Association. Another 1981 trustee is James D. Wolfenson, who serves as President J. Henry Schroeder Banking Corporation New York, and its parent company, Schroeder's Limited of London. Examining the dominant members of the Rockefeller Foundation, we find men whose lives have been devoted to war and revolution, chemical warfare, international intrigue, and mass murder. We find the chairman of the board was John Foster Dulles, who inherited the title of most dangerous man in America from his mentor, William Nelson Cromwell. Dulles obtained crucial financing for Hitler, and sent the key telegram involving the U.S. in the Korean War, while his brother, a director of Schroeder Bank, set up the CIA. We find Carter Compton, who gave the word to drop the atomic bomb on Japan in 1945 and unleashed the horror of atomic warfare on the entire world. He was also trustee of Ford Foundation. We find Lord Franks, key member of the Rhodes Trust, the Schroeder Bank. What we do not find is anyone who has ever engaged in any charitable endeavor. The Rockefeller directors of what is properly the Rockefeller Syndicate interlock with the nation as major banks, corporations, universities and government departments. This is the network which illegally rules America, which, by its tax evasion, places a tremendous tax burden on all American taxpayers, and which makes our elections a farce, because these men determine all policies which are implemented in the United States. 210. Through the Sealantic Fund, the Rockefellers control American schools of theology and their religious institutions of America. Through the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, they control government policy. In 1958, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund convened American leaders to urge greater military spending. The group included General Lucius Clay of Lehman Brothers, former chief of U.S. forces in Europe, Gordon Dean of the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, Demarex C. Josephs of J.P. Morgan Company, Henry Luce of Time Meg, Thomas B. McCabe, CHMN Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Anna M. Rosenberg, Secretary to Bernard Barrick, and Assistant Secretary Defense, she married Julius Rosenberg, was on Social Security Board 1936-43, Charter Member of New Deal Administration, War Manpower Commission 1942-45, Trustee of Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation, later married Paul Hoffman, head of EGA, Dean Rusk of the Rockefeller Foundation, David Sarnoff, founder of RCA, Henry Kissinger, and Roswell Gilpatrick, UNT. Secretary Air Force 1951-53. Gilpatrick was partner of the Kuhn, Leib law firm of Kravitz D. Gersdorf Swain and Wood 1931-61, Yale Corporation Woodrow Wilson Foundation. His brother Chadburn was a Rhodes Scholar, Aus Europe World War II, and CIA 1947 to present. Another brother, Donald, was on the staff of Naples City Bank, Board of Economic Warfare 1943-43, Economic Advisor Allied Headquarters during World War II, U.S. Member UNRAP, Director ECA 1948. Now Director of Olin Mason and Winchester Arms. Every American worker is regularly reminded of one Rockefeller Foundation boon to mankind, when he receives his mutilated paycheck with the withholding tax ripped from it. In 1943, at the height of World War II, Congress passed an emergency wartime tax bill, the Current Tax Payment Act of 1943. Enacted on June 9, the bill became known as the withholding tax. The emergency ended some 40 years ago, and in the intervening decades the bill has been and it is illegal. It is illegal because it is not withholding, and because it is not a tax. Since it is not what it claims to be, it cannot be enforced, as it has no legal standing. In legal terms, the withholding tax is a garnishee. Webster defines a garnishee as a legal notice served with a writ of attachment to attach the wages of a debtor on behalf of a creditor. However, the withholding tax is not a legal notice served. 211. With a writ of attachment, nor is it issued by any court, and is not collectible under U.S. law. Second, the debt, or tax, can only be established on the annual return at the end of the taxable year, as provided by law. IRS claims that the withholding tax establishes the liability at the source. However, no debt has been established at the time of collection. The withholding tax is also illegal, because it was enacted into law as the result of a conspiracy by persons who concealed their motives and their allegiances. Beardsley Rummel, who foisted the plan on Congress, told a New Yorker reporter that the withholding tax plan originated at a luncheon of intellectuals at the luxurious Plaza Hotel. He refused to identify any of the other conspirators. Fortune said of him, Beardsley Rummel of pay-as-you-go fame, characterized by Congressman Wright Patman as protecting the first crop of war millionaires, is beyond a doubt one of the most mentally agile and popular men in American history. Like many other interesting personalities, the treasurer of Macy's, chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and eminent fiscal planner is a far from simple character. The former dean of social sciences at the University of Chicago later worked for the Carnegie Corporation. In 1922, the Rockefellers made the 28-year-old Rummel director of the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial, $80 million. The memorial had been founded for charitable aid to women, but Mr. Rummel, arguing that the welfare of the individual depends on the welfare of the whole society, through the organization and $25 million of the funds behind the social sciences. Rummel's idea of the withholding tax is suggested in his book, Government Business and Values, p. 179. It is evident that the progress of science, technology and education will force important changes in our personal, social and economic relationships. To meet these changes, government must change and modify the laws, rules and regulations under which we live. Note that Rummel says force changes by government decree. This is the entire foundation program, to impose by force their will on the American electorate, in a criminal syndicalist conspiracy against the well-being of every American. 212. Semicolon. The 197-1 list of trustees of the Rockefeller Foundation shows it continues to be the ruling hierarchy of the U.S. It includes W. Michael Blumenthal, and C. Douglas Dillon, both of whom served as Secretaries of the Treasury, Robert F. Goheen, President of Princeton, Vernon Jordan, the token black, Robert V. Roussa, and Cyrus Vance, Secretary of State under Carter. Roussa is a founding member and Secretary of the Trilateral Commission. While he was on the staff of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, Roussa trained a group known as the Roussa Bloc, his chief protege being Paul Volcker, who, as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, unleashed a ruinous recession in the U.S. with 20% interest rates and 25% inflation. Of course, the banks profited handsomely, while driving millions of Americans into bankruptcy. The New York Times reported that David Rockefeller and Roussa suggested to Carter that he appoint Volcker as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Roussa is a partner of Brown Brothers. Harriman, director of Texaco, American Express, Owen Corning Fiberglass, director National Bureau of Economic Research, trustee Sloan Kettering Institute, and chairman of Brookings Institution. Brookings Institution was incorporated in 1927 by Frederick A. Delano. 2244 S. St. Northwest Washington, D.C., Harold G. Moulton, 3700 Oliver St. Northwest, Washington, a University of Chicago economist, and Leo S. Rowe, who had been Assistant Secretary Treasury 1917-19, working closely with Eugene Meyer and the War Finance Corporation Chief of Latin American Dividend Department of State 1919-20, Director Pan American Union 1920-36. The Brookings Institution was founded by Robert S. Brookings, born 1850, unmarried, a St. Louis merchant and head of the Couples Company, which revolutionized the distribution of goods from railway stations. In World War I, Brookings was Barrack S. assistant at the War Industries Board, which had dictatorial powers over American industrialists, and chairman of the price-fixing committee of WIB. An original trustee of Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Brookings set up the Brookings Graduate School of Economics, which merged with the Institute of Government Research and the Institute of Economics in 1927 to form the present Brookings. 213. Institution. It is listed as not a membership organization, whose goal is to set national priorities, in short, to make government policy, which it does. It rode into power with Roosevelt's New Deal, hardly a surprising development, since its incorporator, Frederick A. Delano, was FDR's uncle. The present chairman, Robert V. Roosa, was preceded in that office by C. Douglas Dillon. It has always been the forum of the world's most powerful financiers. In 1984, Brookings Institution originated a new program for the government, written by a team of one economists headed by Alice Rivlin, former director Congressional Budget Office. Rivlin proposed that the income tax be replaced or augmented by a consumption tax laid upon all consumption, bequests and gifts. In short, the traditionally left-wing Brookings Institution hopes to enact into law the illegal IRS technique of composite net worth, laying an income tax on citizens by estimating what they spend or consume, a cash flow tax as inescapable as the Rockefeller withholding tax. Their only goal is to grind the working man into hopeless poverty through ruthless extortion by government agents. In 1978, corporations gave Brookings $95,000. In 1984, this figure had jumped to $1.6 million. Most of their $1.3 million budget continues to be paid by the major foundations, Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Milbank Memorial Fund. The foundations work together, not only because of their close interlocking, but because they have a common program. That program was published by Karl Marx in 1848 as the Communist Manifesto. Abolition of all property in land. Application of all rents of land to public purposes. A heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Abolition of all right of inheritance. Confiscation of property of emigrants and rebels. 214. Centralization of credit in the hands of the state, by means of a national bank, with state capital and exclusive monopoly. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, bringing into cultivation of wastelands, and improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Equal obligation of all to work. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Gradual abolition of distinction between town and country, by more equitable distribution of population over the country. Free education for all children in public schools. Combination of education with industrial production. Abolition of child labor in its present form. The foundations never oppose or contradict a single plank of the Communist Manifesto. The program has given us vocational training instead of education, which is a different form of child labor. Present directors of Brookings include Louis W. Cabot, of Cabot Corporation, Director of Federal Reserve Bank of Boston R.R. Donnelly, Owen Corning Fiberglass CHMN of Board of Harvard Overseers, and NATO Committee for U.S.-China Trade. He served with OPA and WPB during World War II, later with ICA and UN Council FAO, Barton M. Biggs, with E.F. Hutton, Morgan Stanley, Rand McNally, now director of Lehrman Institute, Edward W. Carter, Chairman Carter Hawley Hale Stores, trustee of the billion-dollar James Irvine Foundation in California, Harvard Board of Overseers, Woodrow Wilson Institute, at Delmont, Lockheed, Southern Cal Edison, Pacific Mutual Life Ins, Frank T. Carey, Chairman IBM, Director J.P. 215. Morgan, ABC, Morgan Guarantee Trust, Merck, Texaco, Rockefeller University Museum of Modern Art, William T. Coleman Jr., former Secretary. Transportation, John B. Debus, former Chairman at Roger W. Haynes, Director Kaiser Steel, Levi Strauss, Times Mirror Corporation, Norton Simon Museum, James Irvine FNDT in Carla A. Hills, former Secretary HUD, her husband is Chairman SEC, she is on board of IBM, American Airlines, Trilateral Commission, Woodrow Wilson School, Stanford, and Norton Simon Museum, Lane Kirkland, head of the CIO, Bruce K. McClory, president of Brookings, was with Federal Reserve Bank of New York 195869, departure UNT. Seconds Treasury for Monetary Affairs 1969-71, President Federal Reserve Bank of Minnesota 1971-77, Member Trilateral Commission, Robert S. McNamara, former Secretary of Defense, President of the World Bank, R.J. Miller, also was with Ford Motor, Director Washington Post, TWA, Andrew Mellon Foundation, Donald S. Perkins, Eugene R. Black, former President World Bank, W.M. Mc Martin Jr., former Chairman Federal Reserve Board of Governors, Robert Brookings Smith, Sidney Stein Jr., Chicago banker, Federal Bureau of Budget 1941-45, Presidential Consultant on Budget 1961-67, Committee on Foreign Aid, Robert D. Calkins, Stanford Food Research Institute 1925-32, General Education Board 1947-52, President Brookings 1952-67, was with the NRA and Agricultural Administration 1933-35, Director Federal Reserve Bank of New York 194349, War Labor Board 1942-45, OPA and War Department 1942, War in M. Shapley, Priest. Ralston Purina, Director J. P. Morgan, Morgan Guarantee Trust, Brown Group, First National Bank St. Louis, James D. Robinson III, Chairman A. Max, Bristol Myers, Coca-Cola, Union Pacific, Trust Company of Georgia, was asked to President Morgan Guarantee Trust 1961-68, Trustee Rockefeller University. The heavy representation of Morgan and Rockefeller directors on the board of Brookings explains the relentless drive of the big rich to increase taxes and government control of the average American citizen. The business section of the New York Times, April 15, 1984, long in advance of the election, carried a headline story on the business page that whoever wins in November, there will still be a $100 billion increase for U.S. taxpayers. Another major U.S. foundation, the Russell Sage Foundation, was incorporated in 1907 by Daniel Coit Gilman and Cleveland H. Dodge. A director of National City Bank, Dodge masterminded the presidential campaign of Woodrow Wilson, after subsidizing his academic career at Princeton with $5,000 a year from himself and Moses Pine, grandson of the founder of National City Bank. In 1980, the Russell Sage Foundation had assets of $52 million and expenditures of $2 million. Sage was a Wall Street speculator who made a fortune in railroad stocks. Nicholson's biography of Dwight Moore notes that it has always been a tradition that the partners of J.P. Morgan should engage in all forms of public and charitable activity. Moore was a trustee of Russell Sage Foundation, Director National Bureau of Economic Research, New York Commission of Re-Employment, and Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He was a director of General Electric and Bankers Trust. The present chairman of Russell Sage Foundation is Herma Hill K., leading women's rights organizer, trustee of the Rosenberg Foundation. President is Marshall A. Robinson, also is director of Ford F. Foundation and director of Herbert Hoover S. Belgian American Educational Foundation. Directors of Russell Sage are Robert McCormick Adams, he was recently named to replace S. Dylan Ripley, as head of the Smithsonian. Ripley was an Osage in 1942-45, Guggenheim Fellow, Fulbright Fellow, Naples Science Fountain Fellow. Adams' wife Ruth was principal organizer of Eden's Puglish conferences, which were run by the KGB. Adams is moving into a new $485,000 mansion voted him by the Smithsonian Board. The new class likes to live well. William D. Carey, Chairman U.S.-USSR Trade and Economic Council, received a Rockefeller Public Service Award 1964. Earl F. Cheat, Dean of School of Business Administration, U.Cal at Berkeley. Cheat is also director of Mitre Corporation, Program Officer Ford Foundation and Council of Carnegie Institution. Carl Kazin, economist with National Bureau of Economic Research, was with us 1942. Professor Harvard 194666, Institute for Advanced Study 1966-70, Lecturer London School of Economics, SPL. Asked to President Kennedy for National Security, Carnegie Commission, Paley Lecturer. 216.2! Hebrew University, and Director of Polaroid, financed by James Paul Warburg, Trustee German Marshall Fund, Fulbright Scholar London School of Economics, Guggenheim Fellow, Ford Foundation Fellow, Frederick Mostler, Spec, Economist War Department 194243, Guggenheim Fellow, Nierdal Prize, John S. Reed, Chairman Santa Fe Industries, Croft, Northern Trust, Dart and Croft, Atchison, Topeka, Santa Fe, RR, Oscar M. Rubhausen, at the Lend-Lease Administration 1942-44. General. Counsel Osred Washington 194446, partner of law firm of Denevaez, Plimpton, since 1937, Director Equitable Life, International Development Bank, CHMN, UND, New York, Hudson Institute. The directors of the major foundations have been particularly active in wartime positions, even though they seem to have little experience in charitable endeavors. Beardsley Rummel was a trustee of Russell Sage Foundation from 1928 to 33. For many years the most prominent figure on Sage's board was Frederick A. Delano, who was born in Hong Kong, where his father, Captain Warren Delano, was engaged in the opium trade. An uncle of Franklin D. Roosevelt, Delano was an original member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors in 1914, and was later named by his nephew, as governor of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond. He was an original incorporator of Brookings Institution, Carnegie Institution, and Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, director of the Smithsonian Museum, Commission for Relief in Belgium, and Belgian American Educational Foundation set up by Herbert Hoover in World War I, CHMN Natal Planning Board 1934-43. His wife's sister married Ed Burling, who founded the Washington law firm of Covington and Burling, whose partners later included Dean Acheson and Donald Hiss, brother of Elger. Frederick A. Delano married Mathilda Peely of Chicago. Edward Burling married her sister Louise. They were the daughters of a railroad tycoon, James C. Peely of the Burlington Railroad, also president of the National State Bank. Judge J. Harry Covington and Edward Burling founded the law firm of Covington and Burling in Washington in 1919. Covington, a Maryland congressman, had been appointed Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Washington, D.C., by Woodrow Wilson as a reward for voting for the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. In 1918, Wilson appointed Covington as United States Railroad Commissioner. Covington was a director of Connecticut Copper and Union Trust. Wilson had also appointed Edward Burling Chief Counsel of the U.S. Shipping Board. He served in this post from 1917 to 1919, working closely with Herbert Hoover and Prentice Gray, later of J. Henry Schroeder Company. Delano's sister was Mrs. Price Collier of Tuxedo Park, N.Y. His son-in-law was James L. Hawtaling, who was special attaché at the American Embassy in Petrograd during the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. He later wrote Diary of the Russian Revolution, Federal Emergency Administration 1933, Commissioner of Naturalization and Immigration 1937-40, War Finance, Department of the Treasury 1944-46. Chairman Fair Employment Board Civil Service Commission 1949-52, his mother was a Peabody of Boston. The first board of directors of Russell Sage Foundation consisted of Daniel Coit Gilman, Helen Gould, Margaret Sage and Dwight Morrow. Although the name of Andrew Carnegie looms large on the roster of American foundations, for many years the five Carnegie foundations have been mere appendages of the Rockefeller Foundation. Carnegie sold his steel interests to J.P. Morgan and the Rothschilds for $C billion, but was not permitted to walk away with the money, like Cecil Rhodes, Rockefeller, and others. He was directed to put it into foundations which would carry out the program of the world order. The Carnegie Institution of Washington was incorporated in 1909 by Daniel Coit Gilman, Cleveland H. Dodge, Frederick A. Delano, Andrew Dixon White, and Elihu Root, Darius Ogden Mills and William E. Morrow. Note that the original incorporators include two of the three incorporators of the Russell Trust, Gilman and White. In 1921, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace was incorporated by Frederick A. Delano, Roberts, Brookings, Elihu Root, who became its first president, John W. Davis, Dwight Morrow, James T. Shotwell. Thus we see that the major foundations were all organized by the same small group of people, bankers and lawyers who function as frontmen for the world order. 218. 219. James T. Shotwell ably represented the goals of the world order for more than 60 years. Born in Canada in 1874, he joined the staff of Columbia University in 1900 as a prof of history. In 1916 he was invited by Colonel Howes to set up a study group, the Inquiry, with Walter Lippmann, to study post-war political, economic, historical, and legal developments, although we were not even in the war. This was the core of the American Commission to Negotiate Peace at Versailles, which wrote the peace treaty. In 1917, Shotwell became personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson. He was appointed official historian of the act, and actually wrote the Social Security clauses of the Versailles Treaty. He wrote a 150-volume history of World War I, published by Columbia. He had become a close friend of Herbert Hoover during the war, and advised him on setting up the Hoover Institution. Shotwell organized the International Labor Conference, and joined the Carnegie Endowment in 1924. In 1941, Shotwell led a committee which demanded the release of Communist Party leader Earl Browder. He joined the State Department in 1940, serving until 1944. When Franklin D. Roosevelt asked him to join the State Department team of Elger Hiss, Henry Wallace and Sumner Wells to organize the United Nations, Shotwell was already chairman of the Commission to Study the Organization of the Peace, which he had set up in 1939, before the war started, just as he had done in 1916. Shotwell was honorary chairman of the San Francisco Conference to organize the United Nations with Elger Hiss. When Hiss was arrested, Shotwell succeeded him as president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The trustees of CEIP in 1948 lists the ruling clique of America, John W. Davis, Frederick A. Delano, John Foster Dulles, Dwight David Eisenhower, Douglas S. Freeman, Francis P. Gaines, President of Washington and Lee University, Alger Hiss, Philip C. Jessup, David Rockefeller, and Elliot Wadsworth. A key member, Philip C. Jessup had such a long record of association with Communist Front groups that not a single senator dared to vote for his confirmation as U.S. Representative to the UN in October 1, 1995-1. President Truman stubbornly refused to withdraw his name, but sent him as an alternate delegate. Jessup had been assistant to Elihu Root at the Hague Court. He was 220. Herbert Lehman's assistant secretary general of UNRWA, whose deputy, Lawrence Duggan, later fell out of the window. Jessup had represented the U.S. at the Bretton Woods Conference, and was Alger Hiss' assistant in charge of judicial organization at the UN San Francisco Conference. Jessup was chairman of the Pacific Council of the Institute of Pacific Relations, a hotbed of communist intrigue and espionage. IPR had financed the Soviet spy, Richard Sorge, when he set up his network in Japan. Lawrence Rockefeller served as secretary at the IPR meetings. The McCarran Committee reported, "The IPR has been considered by the American Communist Party and by Soviet officials as an instrument of communist policy, propaganda, and military intelligence." In June 1945, the FBI raided the offices of IPR's Amerasia magazine, confiscated 1,800 stolen confidential government documents, and arrested several communist spies. The following year, the Rockefeller Foundation gave IPR $233,000. Jessup was a member of the wealthy Stottisbury family, partners of J.P. Morgan. His brother John Jessup was a wealthy banker, president Equitable Trust Company, director of Coca-Cola and Diamond State Telephone Company. CEIP has offices in Washington, and in New York at 30 Rockefeller Plaza. It has a $45 million endowment, and annual expenses of $3 million. Its president is Thomas L. Hughes, who presided over the OSS group at the Department of State after it had been disbanded by President Truman, a Rhodes Scholar. He was legislative counsel for Hubert Humphrey 1955-58, administration asked Chester Bowles, 1959-60, S.P.L. Asked to Secretary of State for Intelligence 1961-69, Spec, Ambassador, Chief of Mission, rank of Ambassador London 1969-70. He had previously served as Judge Advocate General U.S. Air Force 1952-54. Hughes is Director of German Marshall Fund, U.S. Air Force Academy, Ditcliffe Foundation, Eschul of Foreign Service, Georgetown, Woodrow Wilson School, Princeton, Social Sciences Foundation, Hubert Humphrey Institute Public Affairs. Directors of CEIP are Larry Fabian, who directed Bureau of Intelligence State Department 1962, resident fellow Brookings Inst. 196571. Fabian is also director Middle East Institute, Hudson Institute, Institute of Strategic Studies, and Rockefeller Foundation. John Chancellor, Vice CHMNNBC News, Moscow. 221. Correspondent 1960, Voice of America 196667, Harding F. Bancroft, a New York attorney, had joined OPA 1941, Lend-Lease Administration 1943, served as Director UN Affairs Department of State 1945-53, is Executive Vice President New York Times from 1953 to present, Thomas W. Braddon, nationally syndicated columnist, whose wife Joan has been having an affair with Robert McNamara for 3 years. The world order permits a certain degree of intimacy. A longtime Rockefeller associate who was Givenon of the well-publicized Nelson Rockefeller Loans, Braddon is Executive Secretary Museum of Modern Art, served with the King's Royal Rifles of Britain 1941-44, Kingman Brewster, Wall Street lawyer with Winthrop Putnam Simpson and Roberts. Was president of Yale 1961-67, ambassador to England 1977-81, CHM in English-speaking Union, National Endowment for Humanities, Kaiser Foundation, Anthony J. Bryan, bomb in Mexico, naturalized 1947, now president of Copperworld, a firm owned by Rothschild's Imital Corporation, and Federal Express, another Rothschild firm. Bryan served with RACATH 19145, Richard A. Debs, Fulbright Scholar, lawyer. For Federal Reserve Bank of New York 19602 present, President Morgan Stanley 1976, Fump 1973-76, Chair 162 Man of Carnegie Hall, Hadley Donovan, Rhodes Scholar, Director of Ford Foundation, Trilateral Commission, Senior Advisor to President of the U.S. 1979-80, Director Washington Post, Fortune, Time, C. Clyde Ferguson, Dean of Law School at Harvard, Legal Advisor and NAACP 1962. To present, Personal Advisor Governor Rockefeller, 195964, Ambassador Vertical Bracket to Uganda 1972-72, Lane Kirkland, President of CIO, also on board Wesley Possver, who recently figured in investigation of Air Force grants to his school. He was with Strategic Planning Group U.S. Air Force Headquarters, 195457, is a director of RAND Corporation. Norman Ramsey, physicist, studied at Harvard and Oxford, MIT, was with MIT Radiation Laboratory and Los Alamos Laboratory 194245 in development of atomic bomb, Trustee Brookhaven Lab, Physics Department, Harvard, Rockefeller UNATO, Benno C. Schmidt, Managing Partner J.H. Whitney Co. Gene Kennedy Smith Donald G. Strauss, President American Arbitration Association, Planned Parenthood, Institute of Advanced Study, Leonard Woodcock, UAW, Life Member NAACP, Charles J. Zwick, Director Bureau of Budget 1965-69, Director Johns Manville, Southern Bell Telephone, RAND Corporation. The Carnegie Corporation of New York has assets of $346 million, expenditures $13 million in 1980. Chairman is Alan Pfeiffer, educated at Groton, Harvard and Cambridge, England. He has been a director of American Ditcliffe Foundation since 1975, and is on the board of overseers of Harvard, Chairman Presidential Task Force on Education, Presidential Committee of White House Fellowships, African American Institute, Director Federal Reserve Bank of New York. He was Secretary U.S. Educational Com in London 194853, Director McGraw-Hill, Executive Vice Pres of Carnegie is David Zev Robinson, served with Office of Naval Research London 195960, Prof. of Physics Princeton 197076, Atomic Research. The Carnegie Corporation was incorporated in 1911 by Andrew Carnegie and Elihu Root, who had been Secretary of War under McKinley and Secretary of Interior under Theodore Roosevelt, lawyer for J.P. Morgan, who took charge of the Carnegie fortune for the program of the World Order. Directors of Carnegie Corporation include Richard H. Sullivan, Assistant Dean Harvard 1941-42. President Reed College 1956-57, Director John and Mary Markle Foundation, John C. Taylor III, Champal Vice Rifkind, Jack G. Clark, Addy with Sullivan and Cromwell, Council Standard Oil of New Jersey, Middle East Representative So, S.R. Vice Pres Exxon, since 1975, American Ditcliffe FNDT in Aspen Institute, Thomas R. Donahue, Seconds Treasurer AFL-CIO, Matt Urban League David A. Hamburg, Psychologist U.S. R. Mind. Point. serve, since 1950, Napley Institute of Mental Health, Head Department Psychiatry, Stanford Univ 1961-72, Harvard Study on Aggression, Helen L. Kaplan, lawyer with Webster and Sheffield, Director Brandeis, Barnard College, Mitchell Corporation, John F. Guggenheim, FNDT in American Arbitration ASN, her husband Mark Kaplan, President Drexel Burnham and Lambert, controlled by the Belgian Rothschilds, President Engelhard Chemical, now Attorney Skadden ARP Slate Meager and Flum, Director Philbro, Elgin, Gray Advertising DFS Group Limited, Adcom, Center for Natal Policy Review, Animax Corporation, Mercade Group, Hong Kong, Carl F. Mueller, Bankers Trust, Carl Labe Rhodes, Cabot Corporation, Macmillan, John S. Guggenheim, FNDT in John C. Whitehead, Banker with Goldman. 222. 223. Sachs, since 1947, Director Pillsbury, Crompton, Household Finance, Equitable Life, Loctite Corporation, Dealer Department Stores, is on board Georgetown Center for Strategic Studies, and Republican Natal Finance Committee. As president of the Carnegie Corporation, Alan Pfeiffer interlocks with many leading banking institutions, according to a special chart devoted to him in Federal Reserve Directors, a study of corporate influence, an August 1976 staff report of the House Banking and Currency Committee, which shows he interlocks with Rockefeller Center, J. Henry Schroeder Banking Corporation, J. Henry Schroeder Trust Company, J.P. Morgan Company, Equitable Life, Federal Reserve Bank of Boston and the Cabot Corporation. The Carnegie Foundations also interlock with the John and Mary Markle Foundation, established 1927 with $50 million. It dispenses largest to journalists who espouse the goals of the world order. Markle was the biggest coal operator in the U.S., partners with the Roosevelt and Delano family in Quintania Coal Corporation, which obtained millions of acres for a few cents an acre from impoverished residents of Kentucky and Tennessee, and hauled billions of dollars of coal from their holdings. In 1933, Roosevelt called on Markle to help settle the coal strike. The first president of Markle Foundation was Frank C. Van Berlick, member of the Jekyll Island team which wrote the Federal Reserve Act in 1910. Lloyd N. Morissette is now president. He has been vice president Carnegie Corporation since 1967, formerly chairman the Rand Corporation, director American Council on Germany. Directors are Daniel Pomeroy Davison, son of F. True B. Davison and Dorothy Peabody. He is president of U.S. Trust, director J. P. Morgan, Morgan Guarantee Trust, and Scuttle, Joel L. Fletishman, who is also director of Fletishman Foundation, Ford Foundation, and Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Barbara Hauptfuhrer, wife of Robert P. Sponhut. Hauptfuhrer, he is vice president of Sun Oil. F. Warren Hellman, has been with Lehman Brothers since 1959, president of Peabody International Company. Maximilian Kempner, lawyer, born in Berlin, member of the historic von Mendelssohn banking family, is director American Council on Germany. Gertrude Michelson, vice president of Macy's since 1947. Director Chubb, Quaker Oats, Harper & Row, Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and Spelman College. Richard M. Stewart, president of Anaconda. The Carnegie and Markle Foundations also interlock with the American Council on Germany, founded in 1952, which exercises control over the free nation of West Germany. Its director is David Klein, who has been in the U.S. Foreign Service since 1947, Russian specialist at State Department since 1950, served in Moscow 1952-54, political officer in Bonn 1957-60, U.S. minister to Berlin 1971-74. Together with the German Marshall Fund, it maintains tight control over German government, academic life, and communications in this militarily occupied country. The $21 million German Marshall Fund, a branch of the CIA, is headquartered in Washington and spends $5 million a year supervising German affairs. Its president is Frank Loewy, born in Nuremberg. His father's name was Loewy, which he anglicized to the present spelling. Loewy came to the U.S. in 1939, studied at Harvard, joined the influential West Coast law firm of O'Melveny & Myers 1954-65. Political director and spec, economist aide 1965-70, president Pennsylvania Company 197879, vice president Penn M. Airways 197073, Director Arvida Corporation, subsidiary Penn Central, Buckeye Pipeline Company. Point, and Edgewater Oil Company Chairman of the Trustees of German Marshall Fund is Eugene B. Skolnikov, Rhodes Scholar, Director SEEP, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation 1963-65, Chairman Center for International Studies, SPEC, as to President of U.S. 1958-63 and 197781. President of Federation of Jewish Agencies, Hebrew Union College, Irving Bluestone, Harvey Brooks, Prof., Physics Harvard, since 1950, Director Raytheon, Marion Edelman, Head of Legal Dividend NAACP, Adv. Counsel Martin Luther King, FNDT, in Eleanor Roosevelt Institute, Yale University Corporation, received Whitney Young Award. Her husband Peter Edelman was law clerk for Supreme Court Justice Arthur Goldberg, Judge Henry Friendly, SPEC. Legal assistant Robert F. Kennedy 196468 would have been named at the General in an RFK administration, is director of RFK Memorial, directed Edward Kennedy's presidential campaign, was Ford Foundation Fellow Robert Ellsworth, partner Lazard Freers, assistant to President of the U.S. 1969, Ambassador to NATO, 1969-70, Deputy Secretary Defense 1976-77. 224. 225. Institute of Strategic Studies, Atlantic Institute, Atlantic Council, Guido Goldman, Carl Kaplan, Johnny Kilgore Jr. Banker with J.H. Whitney Company, Payne Weber, now CHMN Cambridge Royalty Company of Houston, whose directors are Frederick A. Bush, H. Haslam, Francis J. Reinhardt Jr. Other directors of German Marshall Fund are Joyce Gannon Miller, Director Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union, since 1962, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, A. Philip Randolph Institute, Sidney Hillman Foundation, AFL-CIO, NAACP, Jewish Labor Committee, American Jewish Committee, Stephen Buller, born in Hamburg, naturalized 1949, Rhodes Scholar, Prees Johns Hopkins University, Center for International Studies, CSX Corporation, Vice Chairman Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, John L. C. Gentheller, Publisher Nashville, Tennessean, Richard C. Stedman, Partner J. H. Whitney Company, Intelligence Analyst U.S. Gov 1957-59, American Ditcliffe Foundation, Russell C. Train, Judge U.S. Tax Court 1957-65, Chief Counsel House Ways and Means Committee 1953-54, EPA 1973-77, President World Wildlife Fund, Director Union Carbide, Trilateral Commission, U.S. Commission for UNESCO. These German associated groups had their origin in the Morgenthau Plan, which resolved to lead Germany waste after World War II. They maintain ironclad censorship in Germany, in order to protect the borders of the Soviet Union, a primary concern, with ruthless economic exploitation of the German people at the hands of the world order, and extort huge reparations payments from the German workers, who have already paid more than $30 billion. The most tragic victims of the world order's network of foundations and universities are the nation's youth. Filled with hope and ambition, they attend colleges to prepare for careers, where their chief advisors are the foundation eunuchs. They are carefully scrutinized to see if they can be useful to the world order, in which case they may be given grants or fellowships, but the cruel fact is that, unless they are fortunate enough to be born into a family connection with members of the world order, or become protege of a eunuch, most doors will forever remain closed to them. Despite their talents or ability, they will be relegated to joining the hewers of wood and the 226 drawers of water for the rest of their lives. At no time during their education will they be apprised of the fact that they are the victims of a cruel hoax, that success in business, drama, art or literature will be denied them, because they do not have the required connection with the world order. The art scene is dominated by the New York art dealers, who in turn are dominated by the Museum of Modern Art, founded and controlled by the Rockefeller family. The founders were Nelson Rockefeller, Abby Aldrich Rockefeller, wife of John D. Jr., Blanchette Hooker, wife of John D. III, and Lizzie Bliss. Such is their power that they can declare empty beer cans or piles of rope or rocks to be great art, worth many thousands of dollars. They achieve a dual purpose of destroying the creative life of the people, while promoting the work of their favorite propagandists. The new treasurer of the Smithsonian Museum, and Levin, was formerly treasurer of Museum of Modern Art, also senior vice president of corporate planning at Chase Manhattan Bank. November 1955 Fortune featured an article by William H. White, Where the Foundations Fall Down, which pointed out that the foundations only grant funds to big team projects in institutions which are under their control. White says 76% of all foundation grants are made to these team projects, citing huge sums given to the Russian Research Center at Harvard by Carnegie, and Ford grants to the Center for Advanced Study in Behavioral Science at Stanford. Foundation grants are rarely given to individuals, and most can be traced to some underlying propaganda drive, such as the $200,000 which the Rockefeller Foundation gave to establish the National Bureau of Economic Research, whose studies effectively dominate the world of American business today. The involvement of the major foundations in military and espionage work is shown by the makeup of two powerful think tanks, the Rand Corporation and the Mitre Corporation, chairman of the $180 million Mitre Corporation. Is Robert Sharpe, president of Cabot Corporation, director First Natal of Boston, Champion and Honeywell. President of Mitre is Robert Everett, who serves on the U.S. Air Force Science Advisory Board, and Northern Energy Corporation. Directors are William T. Golden of Altschul S. 227. Firm, General American Investors, Block Drug, Verd Exploration Limited. He is also Secretary of the Carnegie Institute. Washington, William J. McCune Jr. Chairman of Polaroid, Teddy F. Wachowicz, Chairman Natal Aviation and Technology Corporation, and Robert C. Sprague, Vice President. Of his family firm, Sprague Electric, which interlocks with Fedefin's firm GK Technologies, of which former President Ford is director. The chairman of Rand Corporation, $50 million research budget annually, is Donald Rumsfeld, President Nixon's right-hand man in Washington for many years. President is Donald D. Rice. J.R. Yan served in office of Secretary of Defense 1967 to 70, 1969 to 72, Director of Wells Fargo. Directors are Harold Brown, former Secretary of Defense, Director AMAX, CBS, IBM, Uniroyal, and Trilateral Commission, Frank Carlucci, a State Department official, since 1950, has served in Office of Economic Opportunity 1969 to 71, 1971 to 72, Under Secretary. U 1974 to 75, Ambassador to Portugal 1975 to 78, Departure Dear CIA 1978-81, Departure Secretary Defense 1981 to 84, Now Chairman Sears World Trade Corporation, Carla Hills, former Secretary HUD, Walter J. Heumann, Executive, Vice President Hunt Oil Company, since 1976, President Hunt Investment Corporation, President White House Fellows Institute, Walter E. Massey, Physicist, Spec. In Atomic Weaponry, Argonne Natal Lab, Natal Science FNDT in Natal Urban League, Newton Minow, Adlai Stevenson's Law Partner CHMNFCC 1961-63, Director Mayo FNDT in W.M. Benton FNDT in Chairman of Board Jewish Theological Seminary, received George F. Peabody Award, Paul G. Rogers, Congressman from Florida, now partner the influential Washington law firm Hogan & Hartson, Dennis Stanfill, Rhodes Scholar, Chairman 20th Century Fund, was with Lehman Brothers, now Treasurer Times Mirror Corporation Los Angeles, served as Political Officer Chief of Naval Weapons 1956-59, Solomon J. Buxbaum, Physicist Takamito U.S. 1953, Natural East 1957, President. Science Advisory Committee, Bell Labs, CHMN Energy Research Board, Naval Research, MIT, Argonne Lab, IBM Fellow, William T. Coleman Jr., Edwin E. Huddleston Jr., Law Clerk to Judge Hand, Justice Frank Murphy, and the State Department, General Counsel, Atomic Energy Commission, President, Harvard Law Review, Charles F. Knight, Chairman, Emerson Electric, Defense Contractor controlled by the Symington family, Director, Standard Oil of Ohio, McDonnell Douglas. Michael E. May, born in France, Physicist at Livermore Nuclear Lab, National Security Council 1974, Lloyd B. Morissette, now President Markle FNDT in Vice President Carnegie Corporation, Director, American Council on Germany, Don W. Selden, who was Chief of Medical Services at Parkland Hospital Dallas when the body of Kennedy was brought in, and George W. Weaver Nasser, Director SoCal, Boeing, Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, member of the Lumber family. Because of growing congressional outcry against the vast expenditures of the major foundations on behalf of communist revolutionary causes, the World Order decided to give the American people some anti-communist foundations, based in the Hoover Institution on War, Peace and Revolution. The Hoover Group is generally thought to be conservative, but on examining their personnel and directors, we find the same old international crowd of Bolsheviks and financiers. The Hoover Institution was founded at Stanford University, Palo Alto, California, in 1919 with a donation of $50,000 from Herbert Hoover. He had been a member of the first graduating class at Stanford, founded with a bequest from Leland Stanford, the Southern Pacific Railroad tycoon. His only son, Leland Stanford Jr., died in a hotel room in Florence, Italy at the age of 15. His grieving mother became the prey of a number of spiritualists, one of whom persuaded her to start a spiritualist university, founded on such mystical Eastern teachings, as the balance between night and day is the balance of the world, and the mainspring of the movement of the world. Life and death is the great secret of immortality. Because of the difficulty of organizing these doctrines into a coherent academic curriculum, Mrs. Stanford was dissuaded from the idea of a spiritualist university, and the present Stanford University then came into being. Reputedly conservative, it has in fact been dominated by Harvard liberals for many years. Herbert Hoover founded the Hoover Institution at the suggestion of three men, Andrew Dixon White, Daniel Coit Gilman, and Ray. 228.